Hey there, welcome back. Well, you know, at some point in our lives, most of us have tried to figure out a way, how the heck can we make more money? Well, let's just jump into this and see how our surgeon figured that one out. If you haven't had to use the services of one lately, consider yourself fortunate. But if you have, well, you know what I'm talking about. And you have my sympathy. There goes a whole paycheck, and they'll charge you an arm and a leg. This week's episode, higher fees. He had been a surgeon working at the orthopedic hospital ever since he completed his residency. That was almost 15 years ago. As far back as high school, he was attracted to the medical profession by a deep sense of altruism instilled in him by his mother, selflessly devoting his life to helping others. Oh, but that altruism, it wouldn't last long. After 8 years of being an orthopedic surgeon, he was bitten by the bug as he worked those long hours in the OR repairing a shoulder, replacing a hip, or pinning the puzzle of a shattered tibia back together. He felt that insidious urge which lurks beneath the competitive consciousness of many of us. That drive for more. He already had success, but now he was driven by excess. Materialism, self-indulgence, greed, just keeping up with the Joneses wasn't good enough anymore. Oh no, that would not do. He, by God, he would get ahead of the Joneses, way ahead. Bigger house, faster cars, SUVs the size of a bus, with enough seats for his trophy wife, his second one, to transport their son's entire soccer team. Or maybe little princesses, troop of ballerinas. Country club memberships, expensive vacations, and jewelry. Gauche, near vulgar jewelry. Where does it ever end? 15 years later, the college tuition for Cody and Brittany loomed large. Brittany showed academic promise, straight A's since the third grade. Cody, well, Cody'd be a whole nother issue. But there was, after all, that image thing to maintain. So it wouldn't be just any college, mind you. No, sir. Trophy Mom put her foot down on that one. Even the successful orthopedic surgeon choked when the admissions officer at Harvard laid out their tuition schedule. Serious bucks indeed. And then there was that 220 grand that the consultant charged to finagle Cody's way in. Well, that's what the rowing team coach is charging nowadays. Well, for D students like Cody, the greedy bastard consultant grinned. Cody's little problem was the tipping point. Most of us don't stop to think about it, but we all do this. We live by the old adage, expenditures rise to meet your income. Your grandma would probably said it like this. Well, the more you make, the more you spend. Well, by now, with his fast cars, big-ass SUVs, two exclusive country club memberships, near vulgar jewelry, and of course, Cody's $220,000 add-on, the surgeon reached the point where his expenditures didn't rise to meet his expenditures. No, by now, his living expenses grossly exceeded even his orthopedic surgeon's income. And the interest rate on the loan he took out to keep his financial neck above water was killing him. It was obvious that he needed to find a profession that paid more than just an orthopedic surgeon. And he needed to find it fast, before the bank started whittling away on all of his stuff. He did his due diligence and researched it for nearly a year. Ah, at last he found it. Right there it was on his computer screen. After hundreds of Google searches, the facts were clear. Numbers don't lie. So, after reviewing it with his overpaid financial consultant, they were both convinced that he could double, hell, triple his income. And so it came to pass on that crispy, clear October morning, he walked into the OR for the very last time. Without bothering to scrub in, he announced that he was hanging up his scalpel for good. And just like that, he turned around and walked out. Slammed the door and left. His surgeries that were scheduled for that day were reassigned to other very shocked, very incredulous surgeons. Later that morning, his team of scrub nurses and OR techs wished him good luck at the coffee and cake soiree that Mrs. Trophy Wife had catered for the hospital cafeteria. Well, as it turned out, all those scrub nurses and OR techs didn't really need to wish him good luck at all. Luck would play no part in his new profession. In less than 2 years, he accomplished what he set out to do. All of his research, due diligence, and overpaid financial consultant, they all proved to be spot on. He actually did it. He doubled his income. As a plumber,